What's up, nerds? So we didn't think our friend Adrian was going to be able to make it, but then at the last second he called up on the old Skype, so we ended up getting two podcasts, so here is one of them. It is the one with Adrian. Enjoy. What's up, nerds? I'm your host, Spike.
I'm your co-host, Talby.
And today we have a very special guest.
Who finally showed up.
He did. It's Adrian.
What's up, nerds?
What's up, dude?
Wait, I think that's your line.
It is. That'll be $50. Right. Copyright.
Sorry, I was having a 5-course dinner at Sam's Club.
At Sam's Club?
That's okay.
Have you guys ever had their hot dogs?
No.
No.
Amazing. All beef, Nathan's hot dogs, straight from the rabbi.
Yeah, rabbis, that's where hot dogs come from.
Yeah, they're circumcised hot dogs.
Wait, so you said a 5-course meal? Was it just 5 hot dogs? Is that what you had?
Well, it was 2 hot dogs and like 2 slices of pizza.
Holy
crap.
It
was amazing. It was really good.
I need your life.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm in the great shape that I am in.
Right.
Well, my name is Adrian. I am from the Coup d'Etcast podcast. We are on the Ace Podcast Network. You guys can find us on Twitter at Coup d'Etcast. But we're nerds. We do nerdy things. We talk about nerdy stuff. Me and my co-host, Ramses. I swear to God, we are not a wrestling podcast.
I've listened to your podcasts, and I can't find one without wrestling on it, Adrian.
It's just wrestling is so good. There's nothing more than I like to do. Like, there's nothing better than an evening of coming home and just, like...
Candlelit dinner. Hot dogs.
Yeah, candlelit dinner and hot dogs and watching men get suplexed.
My girlfriend loves wrestling. She's super into it. And she has the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I liked wrestling. Like, I would watch it, but I never followed it. And it's I find it so amazing. Like, if anybody even remotely mentions anything about wrestling, she is going to talk for an hour about wrestling.
Yeah, I think my girlfriend hates it, which is funny because it's like the opposites there. But like, I tried to get her into it and it worked for a little bit. And then she like completely fell off because I was like, oh, she's like, it's not really you don't like it. Ironically, you like actually like it. And I was like, yeah. And then so it kind of fell apart there.
I was trying to explain to my friend the other day, because wrestling is it used to always be popular. It's always been popular, but it used to be almost exclusively popular among specifically like
juggalos.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, yes. Specifically. But there's actually like a huge, especially among like the podcast community and like sort of like the hipster, I guess, community. Really is into wrestling in some of them in an ironic, I don't want to say ironic way, but like. I was trying to explain to my friend that it's like gladiatorial combat. Like, gladiatorial combat, like, it wasn't scripted, but it was also, like, you didn't die. It wasn't, like, what they show in the movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was really akin to wrestling, where it's the theater of violence, where it's, like, you know, it was pretty much exactly like wrestling, where the competitors would come out, and, you know, they'd have this huge fanfare and this huge buildup, and... They didn't necessarily launch fireworks when they were doing it.
Right,
yeah. Did you know that wrestling came from a circus?
Really? Oh, you know, that makes sense, yeah.
And it was two guys who beat the crap out of each other for audience enjoyment, and they both kind of decided, hey, why are we actually hurting each other?
Right.
And then that's how you got wrestling, that's when they started to fake it and stuff. So, I don't know, fun fact. Woo!
That's
more
great.
You know.
Yeah, that's probably the first poignant thing anyone said on this podcast. So.
Probably, yeah.
Just kidding.
So, Josh, I heard you're sick.
I coughed my head off. Yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Man, I should have brought Ramses. He's almost done with med school. He's finishing up. He is my co-host. He is a soon-to-be doctor who is... a huge wrestling fan as well.
Nice.
See, it's funny because I've noticed that the people that, I guess, how do I say this? The smarty pants people are the ones that tend to like the wrestling more.
It's pretty cool. I like how the broad spectrum of fans that wrestling has.
Yeah. But, so what else? What was the topics of today? I'm so curious. I missed out on so much. I feel like I just got here.
What did we talk about? Oh, we talked about, you're familiar with 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, right?
I am, yes. I got to play a little bit of it. I love D&D.
Me,
personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I met a lot of my friends that way through,
I've lost a lot of my friends that way.
Yeah. I guess I just got lucky, but like that's how I would extend my friend circle was through like other people running games, and then I'd meet them, and right. then I just that's my it was fun, and I got really lucky. I never played with like people that were very angry, but like I did play with people who took it seriously.
Yeah, we were talking specifically about sorcerers and about how they could kind of roll into wizards.
Yeah.
Like you don't need the class of sorcerer. You could just play a wizard who has the background of a sorcerer. Like, it's just flavor text at that point where you're like, they don't need to, you know, like the mechanics of sorcerer are kind of broken and shitty, but you could just have a background mm-hmm. where it says, oh, well, your power is innate. It's not book learned. You're not a Gandalf. You're a Doctor Who. Is that a wizard? I don't know.
A Rincewind.
Yeah.
A doctor.
he's a wizard, right?
Yeah, Dr. Hoozard.
Yeah, Hoozard.
But yeah, we were talking about that, but I'm actually more curious about I wanted to pick your brain on magic. You're a
You know what? I think I'm going to leave you two at it. I'm fading.
Okay.
I'm fall over. I'm so tired.
Well, you should just fall over. Crash there. It's cool. You can stay.
No.
You have Adrian's permission to stay at my house. Yeah. Whatever that's worth.
Adrian, are you living in El Paso now?
No, I'm in Cruces. I was just driving back from El Paso.
Oh, are you doing any mini wargaming anymore?
You know, I don't. It's been, it just became too much to keep up with. It's too far. And they ended the world in the game I loved.
Which game were you playing?
Warhammer Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, they ended that shit, yeah.
Yeah, they ended the world.
Yeah, that's dead.
elaborate? What does that mean?
They decided to move the storyline forward, but in doing so, they changed like the rule set, and they also ended their fantasy universe Games Workshop's Warhammer.
They moved it from like 8th edition to like this really dumbed down, really shitty form
version
of
War Machine.
It's awful. Yeah, it's really bad.
It's very bad.
Considering like fantasy accounted for like less than 5% of Game Workshop's like profits, yearly profits anyway. So they were like, why are we putting that much effort into this game?
Yeah.
So, they basically tried to make a War Machine clone and did it poorly.
Oh, well, that's not that cool. I thought it was going to be like a post-apocalyptic thing. And I was like, well, that sounds really good.
No,
all they did was like combine armies into factions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's weird, man. And then like I did some historicals for a while, like Flames of War and stuff, which I highly recommend. But I just couldn't find anybody to play, and then I don't want to travel an hour to go play it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not worth it for me at the point. But I do play, like you were saying, Magic, and you can leave now, Josh. Get out of here.
All right, bye.
You get out
bye,
Josh. Of here.
You guys have fun. Bye, nerds. I'm so sick.
You have a good day.
Jesus, Josh. Get your fucking life together.
I'm assuming he doesn't have his headphones on anymore.
No, he can't hear.
Oh, he can't hear? Let's just talk so much shit about him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to have you on, was just to fuck with Josh.
Poor Josh. He sounded like he was actually dying.
He, when he showed up, I talked about it on the previous thing, but he showed up and he was like, I'm sick. I'm like, I can tell. Do you need a beverage, a warm beverage of some sort?
Sup Nerds is now looking for a new co-host.
Yeah, Josh died. It's tragic. It's sad.
It's too bad. Peace, Josh. Well, anyways, what were we talking about? You wanted to...
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Magic. So me and Josh play super, super casual, but I know that you do tournaments and that you win them sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, I do play Magic. I've been pretty into it now, and it's funny because I used to be... it's weird. I used to be able to say, like, oh, I only played, like, 2 years ago, but now it's going on 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So I've been playing for quite some time. I do play competitively, which is silly to say because there's so much, like, variance in the game sometimes.
Right.
But, that's one of the best parts about it is getting to travel and just going to all these different locations to play. And I've had some minor success, like in the regional level, like qualified for like the PPTQs or, you know, top 18 regionals and stuff, but nothing too major as of yet. I've decided to kind of take a step back, but honestly, man, the game is more fun than ever right now, and I have to be completely honest. Are you familiar with formats?
No. Okay. Well, maybe explain, and maybe I'll catch on.
Okay, so there's formats in Magic. There's what you have is the first one is standard, which is all the newer cards. We'll say the last.
Yeah, I'm vaguely familiar. I couldn't name what, but I've looked them up before.
Yeah, so like it's like whatever's made or been printed in the last 2 years. Yeah. Then you have Modern, which is all the way back to 8th edition, and then you have Legacy. So the current format right now that I'm enjoying is Standard, and I absolutely love it. I think it's a blast. It's definitely the most fun I've had playing in a Standard format since I began playing. I have been kind of exploring Hearthstone for a while now.
I got a bit into that too for a little bit, but
yeah, and it's just Hearthstone's fun. Don't get me wrong, but it has too much randomness in it that it drives me kind of insane. So it's fun to just, I don't know, Magic's just that home base where all these other card games have come from, you know, Elder Scroll Legends and Gwent and all that stuff. So I don't know, man. I love it. We have to get together and play sometime.
I'm kind of a little like, I feel like I might get just destroyed.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is out of our group of friends, I mean, it doesn't matter. Even if I had an amazing deck, I would still lose to most anybody because I have the worst luck in the world. I'm the only person in our group of friends who knows anything about a mana curve. And so I actively build my decks to be like, you know, I don't go out and find the best cards, but I will actually implement a mana curve, and I still lose because I'll just get screwed over because I have just horrible luck. I'll get almost exclusively, I won't have enough mana, or I'll have too much every single time. So.
Oh, yeah, no, that happens to everybody, I think. But to me, I kind of feel your pain because it seems to just happen to me a little bit more than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, there was one deck that I had, and it was a joke deck that I made, and that's the only deck I've ever had that beat everybody. And all I did was I took all the every single large creature I had, I took every one of them, put it into a deck. So it was gold colored. It was every color in the deck, or every, like, it was all five, you know, colors. And then I just threw a bunch of the multicolored lands in there and a bunch and it just worked, and somehow it beat everybody almost every time. It was undefeated for like seven. I mean, you know, undefeated in our small, shitty group of friends, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Well, this is going to sound kind of asshole-ish, but I envy you.
Yeah?
Because I miss playing Magic that way.
It's pretty cool,
I miss playing with friends around a table. I miss not knowing the rules so well.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense too, because I'm casual, but I like to do well at things. So like, I'll look up stuff like that. And if I'm not sure on something, I'm not going to let somebody fuck me over by, you know, playing a card wrong. Mm-hmm. So I am the person also who looks up all the rules and shit like that. So which it doesn't help me that much, because then like people are just like, you're just being an asshole, Spike.
Yeah, no, it's funny that you go by Spike. Because a Spike is a hyper competitive Magic player. That's the nickname for
him. Not me.
Yeah.
I could be a contender. No.
It's a lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
Right. So how do you so you said you played Hearthstone. How does that compare to, because I actually got pretty good at Hearthstone, but how does that compare to being competitive in Magic?
I think it's, for me, it's easier to be competitive in Magic because I can rely a lot more on skill.
Right.
When it comes to Hearthstone, there's just so much random variance, and it's I like to think of card games as a big game within a game where you're trying to reduce variance. Because the way I always explain it is Magic the Gathering and Hearthstone are a game of minor mistakes snowballing into losses.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so with Hearthstone, there's a lot less of a chance for you to minimize those mistakes, or not mistakes, but variants.
Right. Like, they get just the card that they exactly needed.
Well, that, but like, I mean, say your creature dies and it summons a random two cost minion and it turns out to be a Doomsayer. Like, it's things like that, you know? Like, oh, great, I just wiped my own board. Like, or I need this Arcane Missiles to hit my opponent, and sure enough, all three of them just went into a 0/5 taunt.
Right. Yeah, that is kind of the rent. Yeah, there's a lot of abilities that rely on randomness.
Yeah, and that's where the point of it being a game, I guess, is. And for me, Magic is more of like, I don't want to say it's like poker, but because poker can be kind of random too at times. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say anything about poker because I actually don't know anything about poker. I just know that I go and I lose my money.
I think the idea is the same with, well, I think it's like a whole different shift. Like with poker, it's you're playing 100% mental. So you want to not let people know what hand you have. So you will lose hands on purpose with a fake tell or something like that to try and tell later on a big hand. So you basically fake, like, oh, you're going to scratch your ear and then lose, and then later on you'll scratch your ear again, but you actually have a really good card. So people are like, oh, that's his tell. I see it. I'm going to go all in. And then you're like, no, fuck you, four aces. So
Jesus.
It's more like that stuff, but you know, like
so it's like learning how to call people and all that too.
The skill of actually, cause there's so low amount of skill to get into playing. Like you could literally spend 2 hours watching a video, not even that much, probably like an hour watching a video on how to just the basic rules of hold'em, and everything else after that is just sort of figuring out when to do what.
Yeah, but you know, the new expansion just came out for Hearthstone.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Main Streets of Gadgets, and yeah, so you got to hop on there, get your free 6-packs, and
oh no,
it's a weird set, man. It's a weird set. But it looks fun. It changed everything up, and it's different.
I don't think I'll ever play Hearthstone again.
No?
No, I played for a while, and when I was playing, like, the thing to do was just to control the board. So if anybody brings something out, you just kill it. Yeah. It was your instant go-to. Like,
yeah.
And then at that point, whoever did a better job at that was just sort of, you'd end
the
up.
The winner.
Yeah. But it got, like, it was sort of like the same thing you were talking about earlier. It was like, once I actually started learning what I'm doing on a really technical standpoint, it got less fun. You know, when I'm just like, oh, what could happen? I never know. You know, you never know what could happen. Like, oh, it could be crazy. And then, like, once you get rated higher, it's like, oh, every single combat is exactly the same.
Yeah, that's it becomes a game of numbers and minimizing.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's not as interesting. Definitely not as interesting.
Right, I was expecting some secret lore from you, like, ah, this is what you got to do, Spike. Put an onion in your shoe, and that'll help you better, help you be better
at
magic.
Yeah, you just put one onion in your shoe, and you win. No, there's really nothing. You just got to play smarter, and like I said, minimize mistakes, and take the proper lines. And that's the best way that's the best advice I can give you, is memorize your lines. I guess that works in a lot of different ways.
Right.
But yeah, memorize them and minimize.
So what's your go-to like color combination that you like?
Jund, which is green, black, red.
Is that just like become a standard now that it's like tri-colored as opposed to dual-colored decks?
I guess so. And for the most part, most standard in modern is multiple colored decks instead of one color.
Right.
But it's pretty easy to do Jund like in other formats, but usually two colors. And as you know, it's kind of more consistent. They just have kind of faded away from just doing solid colored decks. We had a really bad standard about 2 years ago with mono black and mono blue just being kind of oppressive.
Yeah.
And it was like it was a mono blue aggro deck, which was like the most oppressive.
So what does that entail? Because I'm familiar with like is a mono blue deck would just be a ton of counter spells and control
just
shit.
A lot of small creatures with a lot of synergy.
Okay.
So you just played a lot of just a lot of little things, and you were able to land a Master of Ways, which had this mechanic called Devotion, and equal to your Devotion, it would summon 2/1 elementals. So equal to each blue mana symbol you had on the board, you would get an elemental. And that Master of Waves would give them like +1/+0. So they were like 3/1s or something.
Right. I seem to recall.
It was silly.
Yeah, I seem to recall there was a period. Was that the period with the elf deck was really popular?
Yep. Yeah. You would just play all your elves out and then Crater Hoof Behemoth. and like have just swing for like 1500 damage.
Right. Yeah. I bought that deck. Because this is what me and my group do is we'll all be like, if a new block is coming out, so we usually skip about 2 or 3 blocks, but
yeah,
if a new one's coming out and we really want to get back into it, we'll each pick a color and go grab that color and someone else will grab the other color.
But, see, that's a fun way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. I loved it too because I chose the elf on during that block. So I played one game with it was a 3-way between me and Chino and Josh, and
yeah.
I ended up winning that because it was like pretty easy to tell, like, oh, this really, they really build off of each other really well, and it was just straight out of the box. And then my friend Drew came over and he fancies himself a pretty good Magic player, and he is, but, you know,
is
like...
He wouldn't happen to be... is he older and short and round or buff?
Neither.
Okay, never mind then. I don't know him.
No. He's about my age and pretty... I wouldn't say skinny, but not...
It's just there's not a lot of Drews
no.
that I know.
Well, he lives in Germany now, I think.
Ah.
So unless you run in those circles often, I don't think that... Maybe I'll give you. I mean, he went to NMSU for a while, so it is quite possible that you've met him.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel you.
Oh yeah,
I do miss it. I do miss it.
Oh yeah, but, I was saying like I had the elf deck and like.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I told him like he was just picking a shitty deck, and I was like, it was him and another person both had shitty decks, and I was like, dude, you guys might want to team up on me. And they're like, oh yeah, whatever. And I was like, dude, I'm not saying I'm skillful. I'm saying this deck might be a little overpowered. And then he's like. Like 2 or 3 turns in, they were like kind of like begrudgingly beginning to form an alliance against me. Like, because at first they didn't want to admit that I was right, that I was like, no, Spike really has a powerful deck. And I was like, it's not me, dude. This is out of the box and it's kicking your deck's ass. But, and I ended up beating the both of them even after they teamed up. It was pretty crazy.
That's pretty good, man.
But yeah, dude, you should come play with us sometime.
I will, man. I definitely will join you guys. That sounds great. So how many of your group play?
Right now, just me and Josh. We could probably get one more. I mean, there was a while. Our friend, other Josh, but we call him Chino, he left to move to, or he moved to Arizona. So when he was here, his two friends, I mean, our friends too.
Was it to run a store?
It was.
I know him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It's a small town and he knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our friend Stefan Astor also used to play a lot, and... It was me and Josh and those three, so we were always one shy of being able to do like an Emperor game or anything like that. But
yeah,
but now it's just me and Josh, and we don't really play that often. But.
That's too bad. Sell me your cards.
Maybe they're just sitting there collecting dust. You could take a look at them.
Yeah, man. I always buy cards. I like buying cards because then it's fun. But we have a. I want to kind of before we sign off, just wanted to say that. My girlfriend and I, she's a teacher at Alma de Arte.
Oh, yeah?
She and I, well, mainly her, she put together a Magic the Gathering club for her students.
That's cool.
And, yeah, man, it's these kids have taken to it really, really well. And I think it's awesome. I think it's great. It's great for social aspects. It's great for critical thinking. The math is minuscule, but it still gets people thinking.
Right.
And so I've been a big, big fan of her for doing that. I think that's super awesome. And all I merely do is go there and keep her company. And she's really the teacher. So just wanted to share that. Like,
I think that's great.
This game has a lot of benefits to it.
Uh-huh.
And I think we tend to forget that. It has a really, for the most part, the community is very kind. And I guarantee you, somebody you know, whoever's listening, even if you don't think it has probably played Magic or plays.
I was thinking as soon as you said that there's a club that your girlfriend started a club, but I was like, you know, when I was in middle school, Magic got banned because of Satan, because that's what we're all trying to do. Right. That's the point of the game is you get enough mana.
Were banned at my school because we had shithead kids that would go around into people's backpacks. Uh-huh. And pop them open and take their Pokemon cards.
I absolutely believe that. Those things were insane. I worked at a toy store in the mall a year that Pikachu was there during Christmas. And yeah, and we didn't sell Pokemon cards, thank God. But I had a billion people a day come up and ask me for Pokemon cards. And I was like, no, we don't sell them. Go away.
Yeah, I got to work in, towards the end of the life of Hastings as it shut down.
Oh.
And that was pretty much one of the most common questions was Pokemon cards or Pokemon games.
Really? Are Pokemon cards still a thing?
They are. Really? And it's crazy. And the game is really fun. If you've never played the card game, try it out once.
I did a long time ago, and all I really remember is it was hard to evolve my Pokemans.
Yeah. It's different now because now you can just play big Pokemon. They have what are called like EXs, which are like the Mega Evolution Pokemon.
Okay.
But it's like playing really overpowered Magic, because you get to like draw seven cards or play mana, and it's insane. And but it's a really, really fun game, and I would say it's fairly balanced and it's really easy to play. Like if you have a little boy or a niece or a nephew, you can easily teach him to play this game with you.
My little brother was really into it. The whole Pokemon was just after my time. Like I was like, I really want to look cool now, and I can tell that that's gonna detriment me. You know, I was like going into high school, and I was like, "Oh,
but
this
I love it so much."
Yeah. I wish I would have actually kept up with stuff like that, but through my high school life, I was just like, "No, I need to be cool now." And then I realized later, no, it didn't matter. Nobody liked me anyway.
It didn't matter because nobody cared.
Yeah, nobody cared. But
oh well, I like you, man. You're cool.
Yeah, you probably don't know me that well then.
Nah, you're pretty hip.
Sure. Well, thanks for coming on though, dude.
No problem, man. If you ever want me to come back on, don't ask because I'm not coming.
Fair enough. I was just gonna ask, but thank you for putting that out there. Maybe we could get your co-host on.
Yeah, he's the talker. I'm the face.
Ah, okay.
I'm just here. People just come to see me, but it's a podcast, so they don't really get to see me very often.
Yeah, that seems kind of pointless. So
it is.
Maybe
it,
you should start a YouTube channel. Talk about.
I'll call it Boxy, and I'll just talk about my day.
That sounds like it could really take off. You should try.
I was thinking that it might be able to take off.
Yeah, I mean, you probably suffer some harassment, but I don't know.
But yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it. If you guys want, please check us out. We are over at the Ace Podcast Network. You can find us on Twitter at CoupDeCast. You can email me at adlopez187@gmail.com or add me on Twitter at BropezPie.
Y'all should go do that. I'm going to do it all right now.
Aw, thanks, man.
Yep. And yeah, thanks again, dude.
No problem, man.
But yeah, we'll come on to your show. You can come back on. You're welcome on anytime.
Yeah. Are you still recording?
I am. Okay. I was going to do an outro real quick. I mean, like, I can cut it, but...
Okay.
But I don't know what to do because Josh always starts the outro, so I'm just going to go for it.
What's your outro?
We don't have one. It's different every time, but Josh is, like, sort of the muscle behind it, but...
I'll just do my outro for you guys, then.
Go nuts.
Hello, world. I am Meme Lord. And El Gato se fue bananas.
Bye, nerds.
I don't usually say that.